Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the $1 million.
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the thirst, or I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got your back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold
deny.
Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech. Here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah, at least 20 years ago. Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. Now, we can't eat. I said, now, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us though. And I said, the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
But preach. Really?
Once I'm with you, I'll never go back.
Truly.
Here is the lesson I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said, if I slap an H, I expect my money. Well, go on to elaborate, K-Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of a tiny tip don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young and up and coming hip hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So
correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, baby.
Hey, PHCT, live. your host, AZ. Tonight, had an interview with Urban Bass, a.k.a. Blue. He's one of my favorite jazz artists, really, just, you know, after listening to him, I started getting turned on to jazz in a whole nother way. Urban Blue, are you on the line?
Yes, I am here. Glad to be here and glad to be back again, Mr. T-A-Z.
And my lovely co-host, D-Lovely, a.k.a. DJ, meet Urban Blue.
Hey, 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 how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you much.
He sound like he was ready to rap right there.
He was about to put it on, wasn't he?
I guess he's going to tell me to hang up.
Yeah. Let's skip the interview. Let's just go straight to her.
So, Urban, I'm going to call you Blue. We just going to start with Blue. Blue,
okay.
Tell the audience exactly what you do. Give a little brief introduction about yourself so people know exactly who you are.
Well, you know, this was about my second or third time coming to visit with you, Mr. T-A-Z, and it's always a pleasure being on your show. I really appreciate what you do. I want to put that out there first. But what I do is music, and the type of music that I do is pretty much more of a urban jazz type feel, where a lot of people say my music is pretty much to the left of jazz. It's jazz, but to the left, whatever that means. But I produce other artists as well. Jazz is not my only genre. It's just my favorite genre. I dab in hip-hop, R&B. I even get down into some country. If it's good.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I get my twang on. I will get my twang on. But anyway.
He messed me up on that one, DJ.
Oh, yeah.
He got you.
Yeah,
and it's hard to make Taz stop talking.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. I didn't know that, man. I need to listen. Man, you need to send me some tracks, for real. Because I listen to some country from you. I listen to country anyway, though.
Okay. I'm gonna send you some country that's gonna blow your mind.
Yeah, because I'm already messed up already knowing that you do it. That's the first day. You performed around. Didn't you perform around for a minute? You had told me last time you had performed with Arrested Development. I guess when you were performing out in Florida.
Yeah, we did some stuff. We've done some work together, but also over the years I've been involved in the jazz festival. I've done some work with people like Najee, performing on the same stage with Herbie Hancock, Eric Benet, Nina Simone, people like that. You know, those are my inspirational people. That some of those people I just mentioned are my idols.
Right,
and they've inspired me over the years and continuously to do so. But I also like a lot of the new age artists like Peter White, Gerald Albright, those type of artists. But still, I like to, my music, I've been told that my music is pretty much what they call to the left. I'm still trying to find what the left means, but anyway.
I'm gonna ask myself. I want to know.
Well, we're getting ready to listen to something, and I guess it might define it a little bit more. And look, I'm kind of antsy because I've been wanting to play this ever since you sent it to me, and I don't play them. I know you probably guess what title I'm going for, but this Alias Kingfish has got me puzzled in the mud. So please explain that song. The name of the song is Alias Kingfish. I just need to know what it's about. I mean, how did you come up with this title for the song?
Well, that's from an old man that used to be in my neighborhood, my grandparents' neighborhood. And when I was writing this tune, I don't know, he just popped in my head. And his name was Robert Taylor. And we used to call him, and we used to always say, Robert Taylor, alias Kingfish. So that's where.
Wow.
So that's where that came from, and that's how the name came about, and the music itself, you know, was inspired because if you had to meet this individual to understand why I wrote this tune and then named it after him, but if you met him, you would definitely understand why.
You know, well, you know, it was killing me when I seen it on the MP3. What? I was about ready to play it, but I said, "Nah, I'll wait. Here we go."
Okay.
Herman Dad with the song called Alias King Fish on ATAZT Live. Man, I was jamming.
Wow.
Got a lot of horns in it, don't it?
Oh, yeah. You know I love the horns.
Hey, a question mark. You did every instrument in that?
Oh, most definitely. Always.
Very impressive.
Man, too, man. You hear to the left in it. I heard to the left in it.
Wow.
As it was playing, I was going to the left, alias, Kingfish. I felt it, man. I really felt the Kingfish off in there. That's cool right there. Yeah,
appreciate
man. I'm gonna play that again. I'm putting that on one of my CDs. Get that. <Yeah. laughs> I gotta have that in the car. Yeah, I like that groove.
Look, thank you very much. Well, you know I've been out. I've been a little bit under the weather.
Right.
And So I slowed down for a minute, but I'm finna about to get back in full swing and pumping out the tunes. Got a few people that are also asking me about some production work, but I'm glad to be back because it's a blessing for me to be back as it relates to my illness over the past few months.
So how many instruments do you play?
Oh, my God.
Prince.
About. I play alto, tenor sax, flute, bass, guitar, drums. Drums is my main instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But I play clarinet, upright, and sit-down bass.
Okay.
Keyboards, right?
Keyboards, most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. Piano. I've been trying here lately. I've been interested in string instruments. Trying to incorporate violin to my repertoire.
My goodness.
Yeah. I used to play violin. I
oh,
can
really?
Relate to that one. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm looking more into getting into more of the electric violin.
Yeah. Cleaner sound.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
I
know.
I think I can bend that one a little bit more to the left.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus the acoustic.
Especially if you're holding that violin to the left. That's cool. It's better. Hey, so you have been... you've been doing music forever, I guess. At a young age, you picked up drums. Was drums your first instrument that you learned?
Well, I think it was the first instrument that my first inspiration. Even though it wasn't the first instrument that I picked up, I don't know if I told you this story, but even my mother told me back in the day when I was probably like three or four years old, be out in the middle of the yard beating on a can. in the summertime, she said she had to come out there and make me get out of the sun from beating on this can all day. So that, you know, it started from there. And then elementary school, you know, I was pushed towards the clarinet, and then from the clarinet to the saxophone, and then it just blossomed from there to all the other instruments. I have a brother also that plays bass guitar, so. That's where the bass guitar part came from.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So, and
explain Urban Blue Jazz Cruise. That's the actual title that you sent me.
Well, Urban Blue Jazz Cruise is where I try to incorporate a little hip hop with a little jazz. I was experimenting with that tune, and I found two guys that, you know, I'm not so much versed in, and that's one thing I don't do too well is rap. So I wrote the track, and then I said, you know, I got to find me some guys to kind of blend in some hip hop, you know, spit on the album and see what comes out. So and the result is Urban Blue Jazz Cruise.
More my genre, what I do, jip jop.
Yeah. It's an experiment. I'm still constantly experimenting with that. You know, I'm trying to blend jazz and hip hop in a way that most people, a lot of people are trying to do that, but I'm trying to do it in a different way.
Okay. Here we go, Urban Blue Jazz Cruise.
What's up? This is what I got, so you need to know what's up. It's your boy, ATM. So come check me out at thehinezunlimited.net. That is spelled D-H-Y-N-E-Z, unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
ATAZP, host TAZ, co-host D Lovely, and guest Urban Blue in the house. I like that last song. Hey, I think I heard it before, but I kind of remember, and I like that last song that you did, Blue.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
That's really nice.
I need to come through and lay some lyrics down for you, too. We need to collab on a beat, though, for real.
I would love to do that. I mean, as long as we've been knowing each other, we've never done anything like that. We worked on any project.
And then think about it. We've been knowing each other in the same almost city, and they never really met. I mean, you know, not physically,
right.
Anyway. And I got
powerful music is.
I got another guest on the line. 248.
Okay.
Area code 248. State
hey,
your name.
Yo, this is Drew 32. What's up to us?
What's up? Drew, meet Urban Blue and my co-host, DJ, a.k.a. D Lovely.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going
tonight?
On, everybody?
What's going on? Pleasure meeting you.
Drew, I'll get back to you in a minute. Let me finish out with Blue here. I want to ask you, Blue, what is the state of jazz now? I mean, I've heard so many different answers. I got my own, you know, opinion about it. I just want to know your opinion. What is the state of jazz in this day and time?
Well, you know what? It's strange that you asked that question, but it depends on what generation you asked that question to.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
If you asked the generation of, say, the old school jazz, meaning the T.S. Monks, the Blackbirds, the Miles, the old Miles Davis crew, they would probably say that it's not thriving as it was. But if you ask people that listen to the more up tempo or urban jazz, like the Gerald Albrights, the Peter Whites, a lot of the new age jazz, they probably say jazz is healthy and that type of jazz is thriving right now. I mean, if you listen to some of the local radio stations as well as some of the satellite radio stations, those radio stations are really pushing more of the urban jazz type thing. So I think jazz is healthy right now. I think jazz is looking for another I guess avenue, so to speak, to grab the audience with. The old school jazz is good, still good, will always be good. The newer jazz is also good and is thriving, and I think it's capturing a more younger audience than the old school jazz. So I think jazz is still has not peaked to which direction it's going. That's why I always speak to, you know, let's try the different one. Let's go to the left, and hopefully that will capture a more widespread audience.
I'd like you to give the audience your contact information or website information where people can hear more of Urban Blue.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm all over the place. So, I mean, I'm on iTunes. You can go search for me there. I'm on MySpace, Facebook. My MySpace is www.myspace.com/UrbanBlue and the number 2. Urban Blue is URBANBLU and the number 2. Shortly, I will send this information to you shortly, but we're about to put up a live streaming, music streaming site as well, and I'll send that information to you shortly, TAZ.
Cool.
And you can
cool.
spread it out to your audience. So,
most definitely.
Don't forget me. You got to share it with me. Never forget me.
Yeah, and we're about to. We're also working on production on some video stuff that we're going to be distributing pretty soon.
Well, I thank you for coming on the show as always, and you're, like I said, you're one of my favorite jazz artists that got me really listening to jazz more deeper. I want you to stay on so you can listen to Drew 32, who I told you about and hyped you up about.
Right.
D32. D32 in the house. What's up, mate?
Not much, man. Chilling.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. First thing first. You had a video that was on demand in Comcast, which, of course,
yeah.
Seen it on. I think the information was on the Facebook page. And I'm always, even though I might not say nothing to you, I'm always checking you out, seeing what you're doing, you know, going to the MySpace page, checking you out. What you're doing, and I think the information was on your Facebook, and I went directly to my Comcast on demand and watched the video. Now, of course, you had the video on YouTube, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, man, this video is hype. Because, see, I had to see it. You watching it on computer ain't the same as watching it on a 65-inch flat TV. You know what I'm saying? So,
hell yeah.
I had to see Drew standing up about tall as me. You know what I'm saying? So, and I love the video. Was it the one Beyond Me? Is that it? Or what was the name of that thing?
Yeah, Beyond
you
Me.
Was in,
yeah.
You was in school, right?
That actually was my high school, yeah.
Okay, cool. Who came up with the?
By the way, I appreciate you saying you check me out all the time, man. That you shout me. If you checking me out, say something to me, man, because I like hitting you up. So.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Like
so
I said, every time I see how you advertise on there, and you use the internet as a tool, bro, and that's how you got all them fans you got. Without no deal, you know what I'm saying? And everybody loving you, so I'm proud of you. I met you when you was, I think you was 14 when I first met you, 14, 15, down at the Atlanta, at the music conference, yeah. About, and it's been a minute, so, you know. And like I said, I take you out from town to town just to see what you got new, and you use the internet as a tool for your marketing, so I have no other choice but to see. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I appreciate you checking me out, man.
And matter of fact, who came up with the concept for the video? Did you come up with that?
It was kind of like my team. Specifically, the director was this woman named Andrina Hale. She
mm-hmm.
used to work with Bad Boy, actually. So she came into town, and she's like, she lives in New York, and she hooked up with my dad on for like a legal issue, because my dad's a lawyer, and ended up being that like she my dad found out that she did like music stuff and video stuff, so we kind of just hooked it up. Like, she kind of, like, joined our team for a little bit, and that's how the concept of the video kind of was made, because she does that stuff.
Well, I like
that. Shout out to Christina Hill.
I'm going to play this song. You got anything you want to introduce to the song? How did you come up with the writing? Because I know you did the music on this?
Yeah, I did everything on this.
Yeah, I want to make sure. Because sometimes you do have other producers and put a different flavor on your stuff, but I it sounded like you. I thought it was you. So, how did you come up with this song, Beyond
Me? This song is basically just like a the concept of the song is kind of like trying to get with a girl, but for some reasons that, like, you can't like get to her the way you want. Like, you can't everything you try to do to spit to her, to try to get with her, it's like it's the reason why you're not with her. It's kind of, it's like beyond me, you know what I mean? Like, it's like
right,
it's too far away, you know. And you can see that in the video. Like, I'm in certain situations where, like, I try to go talk to her, and like, something stops it from happening. Something gets in the way. Like, there's one scene where I'm in, like, a cafeteria lunchroom, and I'm just about to say something to her, and then all of a sudden someone steals a banana, and, like, the cafeteria worker jumps out in front, tries to catch the kid, and ends up separating us and stuff. So situations like that, that's kind of like the concept of the song. And I guess I got the idea for it, it started off with the beat. I guess I was just vibing in my room playing, making the beat late at night, because usually my creativity comes at
the time to go to bed.
Yes, the darkest times of the night is when my creativity comes out. So I just was listening to the beat, vibing to it, and kind of just started singing a little melody to it, like da da da, you know. And then I don't know, kind of just like the words kind of just came to it, like, automatically. So that kind of, I don't know, that's always best. It's like, some people say that to make a great song, you gotta, like, go in deep and perfect every single line. But sometimes it seems like the best songs come to you the fastest. Like, they can be the best songs are the ones that are easiest to write. So.
Right, right. Don't I know? Drew 32.
It's beyond me.
Yeah, something I can't.
Have you ever seen a girl that just blows you away?
It's beyond me.
Well, this song is dedicated to that special girl.
You got something,
you know who you are.
That makes
yeah.
Me crazy.
Little cutie, you the hottest. The bomb is no doubts, no problems. Plus, I'm honest. So when I say you got it, damn, you got it. And I won't stop until you're my goddess. I'm a baller, I thought you knew. Come here, baby girl, you can be my boo. And I've never seen a girl quite like you. Look so good out of sight like you. I love your swag, I love your walk. I love your words, baby, I love your talk. I love how you know that I'm into you. So you the type of girl I pay attention to. And I don't know what it is, but I love your style. At heart, you got something that makes me smile. And what it is, girl, I can't see. So I really know, that's beyond me. Yeah,
something I can't see.
Girl, so enter my mystical world. My life becomes fantasy for me together. The life that they handed me feeling much better. So how could I settle for less? You're a dime, shorty, I must confess. You're so fine, shorty, I'm so impressed. Beyond me, how we both just met. At first glance, I can tell you were real. You seem real fun and I wanted to chill. You're a girl that I can just kick it with. Cause you the type these dudes would all wish to get. So I'm interested, you notice. Girl, you're the hottest, I'm coldest. What it is, girl, I can't see. So I don't really know, that's beyond me. Yeah,
something I can't see.
Crazy, I've been thinking about
about you lately, baby. Sometimes the daydreams are just amazing. Every single place I go, I'm trying to keep an neck froze like an Eskimo. So it's just me and you and you and me. I wanna be with you, and I can't just see him at the club acting so stupidly. See, ain't no other dude do it quite like me. Yeah, I wanna get close, and you likewise. I like them curvy girls with the bright eyes, with the nice eyes, and a nice mind. And if I blink once, I'ma have to look twice. Got fashion, moving with a passion. When you're with me, my love's everlasting. This is how life's supposed to be. So why we're not together is beyond me. Yeah.
Something I can't see.
Drew 32, y'all meet. Hey, y'all, Drew, you got on.
Yeah.
You got on with that auto tone. You put it on.
Yeah, you know, I was just about to say. I remember last interview. Last time I talked to you, we were talking about auto tune.
Right, and you. I like the fact that you're actually singing on that thing because you didn't do that before at all.
Yeah. This one. The auto-tune, you know, last time I was talking about how, you know, I didn't really like auto-tune that much. And you know what? I still kind of have that resistance to use it because I wish I could sing. but I've come to the conclusion that I like auto-tune for as a tool. You know what I mean? Like, for someone like me who I can't really, you know, I can't always hit those notes like I want to. So I like it as a tool. But, I mean, I think I would like it better. I mean, I would enjoy the song better if I didn't have to use auto-tune. But, you know, it's cool. So.
And it's today's sound, too. Urban Dance. Urban Blue, you here?
Yeah, that was really nice, too, man. And I'm going to tell you something, bro. Don't worry about the auto-tune. It's the happening sound. It's the new sound of the day. So.
It is.
You know,
thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, don't worry about using it. It's a tool, like you said. It's a tool. You know, keep it pumping with the. You know, the auto tune is a now sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the sound, like I said. It's the sound that's going on today, right now. DJ.
Well, I have to tell you what I really liked about it is the fact that the lyrics are very PG-13. Anybody can sing it. Anybody can enjoy it. You don't have to worry about if you're saying something, you got to blink out a word here or there. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's something that I was, that's kind of like one of those songs where, like, you try to make it, I definitely focus on making it a commercial song. Like, mm-hmm. I, some of my other songs may be a little bit, you know, edgier, you know, but, this one I kind of like, I recognize it as being something that's, like, single worthy. I didn't want it to have a huge difference between, like, having to have an edited version and a normal version. You know, like, this one I wanted to just kind of, like, make the everything be, like, that overall universal commercial sound, so.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. Catchy.
Thank you.
Are you still in school? Are you getting ready to graduate? Or you have graduated?
I am actually, my last day of school is a week from today.
Oh,
I knew it was
so
close, dog. What you plan on doing after you get out?
I'm probably gonna have a. I'm trying to get my money up, get a summer job, and then still do the music stuff, obviously. And I'm going to OU, Oakland University, in Rochester, Michigan, in the fall. So.
Okay, cool. Have you performed overseas again? I know you said you performed one time. Was it in Italy or?
In the summer of 2008, I performed in Greece, which because my heritage, I'm Greek American, so I performed in Greece. But I haven't performed overseas since then. No, I have performed in multiple other shows since then, but not overseas.
Okay. I knew you was getting ready to graduate, though. It either you graduated or you passed. I know it's about that time. Well, congratulations. And
thank you.
You know, of course, I want to see you do well in everything you do. So,
thank you, really appreciate that.
The next song I want to play is "Popping." Go on, give me ready to pop on this. I'm assuming it's about dancing, but
you can
tell me. I'm assuming it's about dancing. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said I'm assuming it's about dancing. I hope. Popping.
No, this song is also about a girl just trying to. I mean, it's called. Uh-huh. I just want to get it popping. Like it's kind of like just you want to chill with somebody. So it's called popping. I made the beat as well on this one, and yeah, check it out.
Here we go.
I just wanna get it poppin', as long as this beat keeps knockin'. I just wanna get it poppin' with you tonight. All my friends tell me I'm addicted, but I swear that they got it twisted. Really just wanna kick it with you tonight. But I just wanna get it.
Yeah, so you can tell your friends bye-bye. I don't spit game, I'm honest, like why lie? Forget movies, that's just more sci-fi. We could catch a plane to paradise and fly high. I'm just playing, I don't take it fast. I'd rather get to know you first so I can make it last. A lot of dudes only focus on making cash. I'm just trying to have fun here, cuties, take a glass. I'm trying to make you laugh, I'm trying to make you giggle. I like you a little, I'm trying to keep it simple, yeah. And you say that you don't want a relationship, neither do I, but I give you a taste of it. Cause pretty soon, baby, I'll be making it. Life is a drink, bottoms up, just take a sip. And I know that you got other options, but tonight, girl,
I just wanna get it poppin', as long as this beat keeps knocking. I just wanna get it poppin' with you tonight. All my friends tell me I'm addicted, but I swear that they got it twisted. Really just wanna kick it with you tonight. I just wanna get it.
This ain't your routine pickup. I know it's weird since you and your ex split up. But tonight, girl, I can make our lips touch. And my whip, no top, like a strip club. So shit still get messed up. Tomorrow morning, I can even help you dress up. I'm just kidding, I ain't that guy. But you on cloud nine, and I'm that fly. Yeah, so you should leave all your friends at home. My friends say I'm whipped, that's cause they alone. Girl, I can turn you on, like a faucet. I want you like you dipped in chocolate. You are my paradise, you're like a resort. We can head to my crib, we sport. And I know that you got other options, but tonight, girl,
I just wanna get it poppin', as long as this beat keeps knocking. I just wanna get it poppin' with you tonight. All my friends tell me I'm addicted, but I swear that they got it twisted. Really just wanna kick it with you tonight. So I just wanna get it.
I don't need you, you don't need me. I like to play games, you can't beat me. Baby, I'm the boss, but I'm still humble. I'm not trying to stunt, I don't need a double. I swear, girl, I'm like a split. Cause hoes fighting over me, call me Tiger Vic. Yeah, and I know that you got other options for tonight, girl.
I just wanna get it poppin', poppin', poppin'. I just wanna get it poppin' with you tonight.
Drew 32. Even though the song wasn't about dancing, I was dancing. I like that song. I like
Can I get
song.
Video footage of that? Can I get video footage of you dancing?
No, I can't. But I was cheer dancing. I was in the cheer, so real cool, like. But
I like that. One will stick in my head. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Did you say you get girls fighting over you, like you?
Yeah.
Tiger Vet.
No, the line was, I said, hoes fighting over me, call me Tiger Vic, because, like, combination of Tiger Woods and Michael Vick, because he had, you know, dogs fighting, and then.
Right. I know, I heard that. I was like, wait a minute. I wanted to rewind. So I heard. Because usually when I hear stuff like that, I go, wait a minute.
Yep, go back.
Yeah. That's
okay,
good,
man. Yeah, that song is definitely a little bit more edgier, a little bit more like playful, I think. So
it's
to
good.
The point.
It's really good.
Yeah. So most of the time you write all your lyrics then, right?
Yeah, I usually write all my lyrics. Yeah. Sometimes I'll have a little help on the choruses. Like I have my friend from school, his name's Brandon Asante, he goes by Asante, and he's actually a really good singer. He actually went to like all state honors choir or something like that. So he's like one of the best singers, choir singers, like in the state of Michigan. So I usually collaborate a lot with him, and he was actually helping me out on that song specifically with the some of the harmonizations and stuff with the chorus and the bridge. So. Like, yeah, I write all the lyrics, but he'll help me out with like the melodies and stuff like that. So,
what equipment do you use to make your music?
I think I'm probably still using the same stuff that when I talked to you last time. I'm using Pro Tools for editing, and I'm still using Reason to make the beats.
Okay.
And in terms of the hardware. I have a blue, I think it's called a Bluebird microphone.
Right.
Are you familiar with that? I think it's Bluebird microphone.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that because they run like in the 500s, am I correct?
Yeah.
Right.
I got a little discount at the local store, yeah, but that's the one.
Oh, yeah, I know. and it got Bluebird right on the front.
Yeah, and I just got a little MIDI keyboard, so that's what I'm working off of.
Well, I remember you did a YouTube video showing folks how you make your beats.
You know what? I've been meaning to make another one because I think I've improved my beat making since then. So I've been meaning to make another one. Thank you for reminding me, by the way.
I remember that, seeing that. My nephew had checked it out, said Drew got a video on how he makes his beats. So I went and checked it out the same day he told me about it. What else you got planned for yourself after you get out of school with the music thing, that is?
What I want to do is I want to do some more live shows. I want to start actually getting serious about that. Like, I've done some live shows, but it hasn't really been that, like, serious. Like, I've been at, like, done, like, events, stuff like that, but I haven't, like, really opened for that many artists. I want to start opening for, like, national artists that come to Detroit. That's one of the things I want to work on. I've opened up for Royce 5'9". I don't know if you're familiar with that name. He's a little bit more underground, so you might not know him, but he's popular around here. So I've opened up for him before, but that's really about it. Like, I haven't really opened up for that many artists, so I want to start working on that because that's something that I think would gain me a little bit more exposure. Mm-hmm. And also just collaborating with more artists. That's definitely a big thing.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who are you talking
okay. to? Okay. I got knocked out.
Oh, wow. You did? Well, we didn't know you were gone.
Yeah, I was gone. I was gone for a whole second.
We didn't.
Yeah, I felt like I was like waiting for him to say something. I was like,
no. I was knocked out. My connection dropped.
Well,
sorry about that.
Ready to spit on a song. Start spitting there for a minute.
I'm sorry about that, y'all.
Hello.
But,
that's okay. Can you hear what I'm saying? You want me to say it over again?
Yeah, go on, say it over again, because I did not hear what you was going to do after you got out of high school.
Oh, basically, I was just saying that I want to focus on doing more live shows. I want to be opening up for more artists that come through to Detroit, because that's something that I haven't really done
okay.
so far.
That's cool, man. And like I said, every time I, you know, listen to one of the songs, see you doing something else, I'm always, you know, just impressed on how you market yourself when you got a next, you know, like for the mixtape, you was hyping that up. For the video, you was hyping that up, and I'm, you know, just proud of how you utilize your, you know, the net as a great marketing tool to get the information out to your fans, that is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying. We don't really have that big of a budget for, like, marketing and promotion, so... the only thing that I can use is social networking sites like Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, stuff like that. So I definitely been trying to use that to the full capacity.
I know my brother because I follow you on Twitter and you line up my page a couple of times. With tweets.
I apologize.
Going on. Like, this cat is just talking to everybody. But hey, it's all
some
good.
People, I know there's a lot of people that are way worse than me though, because some people just fill up my what's it called? What is that thing called? The screen where everybody shows their stuff.
Right.
They fill up my screen, whatever. And like people complain to me about how much I tweet, like in school, and then, but I'm thinking to myself, if you were following some of the people that I'm following right now. Mine look like nothing compared to theirs. Like they're tweeting like literally every 2 minutes.
I had to untweet a couple of folks because I got tired of them filling up every time. I was like, I can't even hear what my other people say. Man, damn that! Untweet that cat right there. Click them, add them all. The song killing.
Like the spammers just get me really mad when they're like.
Oh, yeah.
Only tweeting about buy this. Oh, the ones that make me the most mad are the, I just got 1,000 followers by going to this website.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's irritating.
Oh, my gosh.
DJ, you got any questions for Drew 32?
Drew answered my questions, so I'm impressed with Drew right now, so he's doing good with me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hang up right now, leave on a good note.
I want to play the song Chillin', Chillin' Remix. You forgot you sent that to me?
Chillin' Remix. Hold on. Chillin' Remix. Which one is that? Oh, is it called Chill With You or is it called Chillin' Remix? Is it called Chillin' Remix?
You just got Chillin' RMX, and I'm assuming it's
Remix. I think that might be... me rapping on that Wale song Chillin', featuring Lady Gaga. That might be me doing my mixtape version of that. Did you listen to it beforehand? Or
no, I don't listen to these. I don't listen to these beforehand.
Okay. go ahead and play. I may have said you the wrong thing, but if it's what I think it is, it's still gonna be sweet anyway, so go ahead.
You heard that, DJ. It's
I heard it. My brother is proud. He is proud of himself, and I'm glad. He should be. Get it out there.
Yeah.
232.
Let's go.
My name's 32. Yeah, that's how I start off my spitting. Step into the mic, I don't need Scottie Pippen. Young boy, but I'm crossing all borders. I'm way downtown like my dude Kyle Korver. Detroit chilling, A Hill chilling. Rochester even got Troy in the building. Floor to the ceiling, that's how I'm feeling. Flow so hard, homie, say that I'm stealing. Onion man, I'ma save you, thank you. Feel the movement, now where escalators take you.
say you got kicks, but I'm more like Beckham. Yeah, I got the right to be cocky. They want me off, but I'm still on just like Rocky. If they want beef, tell them head to the butcher. Haters all fucks, where's Ashton Kutcher? I'm coming in, it's hot as this, I'ma win. This money I wanna spend, no wonder the boy is sick. I wanna go and gun it with one or two of my fans. When messing with me, you better bring one of your lubricants. So let's point out the lanes, and I'ma just chill, God do the same. Chillin', A Hill chillin'. My name's 32 when I came to spit it. My name's 32. Yeah, and I'ma keep flowing like I am Poseidon. Turn the volume up, ears ringing like Verizon. So tell the DJ running back, no Heisman. The fact is, y'all lame suck, I'm Simon. So when I'm rhyming, I make it hot no matter what the climate. Yeah, you lame said I'm killing. I throw you in the freezer and we'll all be chillin'. Chillin', A Hill chillin'. My name's 32 when I came to spit it. My name's 32.
Drew, give your information out where people can hit you up, buy the mixtape, and check out what you're doing next.
Yeah, you can check me out at drew32.com, and that will link you to my Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, everything. So check me out, Drew32.com. And my mixtape is free. It's called Take the World, Who is Drew32, Volume 2, co-hosted by DJ Paulie D from the Jersey Shore. And you can get that at datpiff.com, D-A-T-P-I-F-F.com. Just search Drew32, and my mixtape will come up. So check
Drew,
that
I'm going to send you a song that I need you to, you know, hit 16 on. Hey,
oh, yeah,
for sure. If your name is 32 on. On the real, get your 32 bars off, for real. So I'm going to send you a beat. I'm going to be on it. I'm going to send it to you pronto. As soon as I already got it in my head already, thinking about it. And it's been a pleasure having you on. And congrats to you on the graduation, man. And, you know, I'm proud of you, dog. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, I'm glad you sent me something because we've always been talking about doing something together, but we gotta actually make it happen. So.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to make it happen. I already got a beat involved already in my head. And if you need me to help you with anything or, you know, do a split on one of your beats, let me know. Just hit me up and let me know.
All right, man, for sure. Really appreciate it. I'm going to shout you out on my Twitter right now. You're Tastic One, right?
Yeah, Tastic One.
All right, I'm going to shout you out.
And D Lovely, have him shout you out because you're on Twitter too.
I am. I'm a first.
What's your Twitter?
I am Diva DJC.
Man.
Spell it out. And you done got 800.
Like D, like the letter?
D-I-V-A-D-J-C.
All right, perfect. I'm doing the everybody follow. I am Diva DJC and Tastic One right now.
Oh,
Urban Blue, you still on the line? I see your number open.
Oh yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm just I'm sitting over here just rocking, man. I enjoy listening to this music, man.
Yeah, you might want to get with him too. Because he does hip hop beats as well as jazz, and he might be looking for you to spit on one of his cuts, man. So give him your information so he can hit you up online. I know you're on MySpace and on Facebook too, right?
Yeah, just search Urban Blue, and I'm sure I'll pop up all over the place, man. URBANBLU.
Okay.
Two words. Urban Blue.
All right, perfect.
I want to thank both of you gentlemen for being on the show. Like I said, I love both of y'all music and rock to it every time I listen to it on my MP3s on my computer for real. I even go back and listen to the old stuff as well that you have sent me over the years. Thank you guys for being on, and thank you, D Lovely, for calling in. We'll hit this thing again next week.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
I enjoyed it, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Peace.
I'm going to leave you, y'all, with another song by Urban Blue as soon as I can get it rolling. We're streaming. We are streaming, but we are not. We are not actually on the air live. We're streaming.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting for the thing to pop up. There you go. The song Her Mystery
of Love.
Yeah. Go and explain it, Urban, before I play it.
Oh,
you. Be the last joint.
Yeah, that's definitely an expression of a female friend of mine. And how
okay.
So the song is basically about this friend of mine that I met.
Okay. Her Mystery of Love by Urban Blue. See y'all next week.
Peace.
If it'll work.